Welcome to this edition of the Nick Lamoth Show. I'm here with Brian Sonneborn for his weekly piece. Brian, it's good to have you back. Just the first thing I want to jump into here, Celtics clearly struggling as of late. They dropped a tough game against Chicago at home on Sunday, and they also dropped one to Cleveland on the road. So the records, you know, they've certainly cooled off after they were real hot for a few weeks, and it's really looking like their playoff hopes are starting to fade fast.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate to see. The Celtics were making such a nice late push at the end of the season. You and I were obviously both very excited. But, you know, losses to Cleveland and Chicago and the Lakers, obviously. We had a nice win against Toronto, but losing three out of four to – or losing three out of five, I believe, actually, to open the month of March is just, you know, is not going to help us.
Yeah, and I think – what we're looking at here for the Celtics on the rest of the way out is they really can't afford to lose more than, I'll say, two games. They play Philadelphia and Chicago each once more heads up, and they have some very winnable games down the stretch coming into April, but it's going to be tough for them to take that eighth spot. Philadelphia is struggling, but we still have Chicago ahead of us.
Oh, you know, it's if we could choose any games to play coming up, these are the ones: Chicago, Toronto, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. Those are all very, you know, games that are within reach. And if we can, you know, basically, you're right, we have to win out for a shot, and I don't see that happening, obviously. But, you know, who knows? You know, if you had asked me a month ago if the Celtics would get hot like they did, I would say no. Pierce has definitely cooled down, which I think has hurt us a little bit. Obviously, he's playing hurt a little bit. But, you know, he's not scoring 30 a night like he was. I think he scored 30, you know, once or twice with him. The last 10 games and or you know 7 games and that's definitely hurting us. Gomes is still playing very well, and if you ask me, if Ryan Gomes has played a full season, you have to put his name up there with Chris Paul for Rookie of the Year.
Well, another player that's come on of late, just in the last week or two, is Tony Allen. You know, he was injured for most of this year, and even when he came back, he still wasn't the same guy that we had seen last year. Now, within the past couple games and even over the last week and a half, he's been taking it to the basket. He's been more aggressive on defense, not scared at all to test out that knee. And I think this is a guy that if we have him for most of the year and have him healthy when he's in there, it greatly increases the depth, certainly at the two guard behind Paul Pierce and Ricky Davis while he was here.
Yeah, you know, Tony Allen stepped it up. He really brings a spark to this team. He's obviously not ready to come into a starting role yet, I don't think, but he definitely brings a spark to this role, and, you know, he can play the point, too, I think. He can be put in the point for Delonte, obviously. Not his natural position, but I think he can do that just well, and you know, it's good to see him coming back. You know, once he had some off-court troubles, and we kind of thought, you know, is this the end? But, you know, he's definitely made a name for himself, and I think his best years are to come.
Well, here's my question to you. It looks like the playoff hopes are fading fast. Of course, they still mathematically have a shot. What do you look for? Are you ready to call it a season, give Gerald Green more minutes, play Tony Allen, play Orion Green, you know, and just go out there and try to develop as much as you can? Are you still looking to be competitive in these games and, you know, still see the light at the end of the tunnel here and push for these playoffs, this final run?
I mean, obviously, a professional athlete in any sport, you never want to give up, and the Celtics can't do that. They need to keep playing hard. You know, like I said, they have winnable games with New York, Chicago, Toronto, Washington, Philadelphia. They need to keep playing hard. Obviously, I think, you know, towards the end of the season, this is the time to be giving Gerald Green, you know, even Orion Green and some of these young guys, Tony Allen, the minutes, you know, that they deserve, because this is the future, you know. And until we're mathematically eliminated, I think that you need to keep playing as hard as you can with what's gotten you here. You know, you need to keep Pierce in there. You need to keep your starting five. But at the same time, you have to try to bring in your young guys for experience in the future.
Certainly, Gerald has provided some highlights with the limited minutes that he's gotten this season. He's exciting to watch, and I don't know if you caught the little bit of play that he had against Toronto. They gave him a few minutes at the end of the game, and he certainly gave the fans something to cheer about again. Just a great dunk off an alley-oop pass from Tony Allen. You know, for me personally, seeing these two guys together on the court, Tony Allen and Gerald Green, both very explosive, both very athletic, that was fun to see, and I wouldn't mind seeing more of those two guys on the court for the rest of the year when it looks like, for sure, you know, the Celtics are going to be out of the playoffs. I'd say in a week or two, if the situation has improved, I'd like to see Tony Allen and Gerald Green on the floor a lot together.
You know, you said it. They are explosive, and there's not really much more to say. They are an explosive group, and it really is just fun to watch them play. So definitely it'd be great to see them come out and play more. At the same time, you have to give the veterans, their minutes. But, yeah, Gerald Green, you know, really, I'm surprised with him. You and I talked earlier this season kind of a little disappointed, but he has come up huge as of late, some big three-pointers, and he really is an explosive dunker along with Gerald Green.
And, again, before we close out, New York, big game on Wednesday night. New York, clearly a very dysfunctional team. I'm not sure what they have going on over there. So a team that we can capitalize on and maybe go these next couple weeks, get on a run here. What do you look for against New York the next game coming up? Certainly a team we can beat.
We know we have some games with some teams that are well below 500, but it really starts Saturday with Chicago. We need to win that game on the road because, you know, that'll spark us. And then we have Toronto. Washington's a very good team with Gilbert Arenas. And then Philadelphia. You know, we need to beat Chicago and take one game at a time. But if we beat Chicago, then I think that's going to be great for the stretch because that's one of our toughest games. Obviously, the last two games of the season with Cleveland and Miami are going to be very hard games. But they'll be fun to watch Pierce against James and Wade. But we need to beat Chicago, and then hopefully that will spark us and hopefully win out, you know?
Well, I think for everybody listening and all Celtics fans, I think the most important thing is that those last two games, Cleveland and Miami, we're just hoping that they actually mean something. Thanks again, Brian. This is Nick Lamoth. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have post-game wrap-up after the Washington Wizards game.
And one more thing. I said Chicago is the first game because I'm just discrediting the New York Knicks as a basketball organization. I mean, they are terrible. I was in New York the other night, and when Memphis beat them by about 100 points. New York, and it's tough because they have such a star. They have a couple of stars, but it is one of the most dysfunctioning organizations I have ever seen. And, you know, I really just hope that they can pull it together. But, I mean, you know, us Boston fans don't want to see that happen.
All right. Thanks, Brian. It's good talking to you.
Thank you, Nick.